Killie Beggs in the end powered through the gears in the second half where it gets finished 3-10 to 2-5, an 8-point difference in the very end. This one was level, of course, at halftime, 1-4 apiece, but Killie Beggs was a storming start to the second half. You know, Christopher Moore netting that second goal, Ryan Cunningham knocking over free. I mean, that left Kneebridge with a 4-point deficit. They had goal chances themselves, but Clint Walsh, Gary McCaffrey both steered efforts wide, and that there was pretty telling because approaching the end of the third quarter, Michael Gallagher increased his size lead to 5, and Ryan Cunningham then managed but half a dozen points in it, and Kneebridge kind of seemed to run out of gas at that stage. Before the end, Gallagher, McFadden and Murn all had points for the winners. Paul Cunningham also netted his second goal, Killie Beggs third, and to compound Ballantrae's misery, they had Tommy Gallagher red card for a tangle with Jack McSharry. Scoreless since the break, in fact, Kneebridge only opened their second half account on 56 minutes when Callum Gallagher converted from the spot, and Ryan Brogan pulled one back later on for them. I suppose the likes of Buncrana waiting this three-way playoff, Kneebridge would have been hoping maybe to accumulate a few scores in case it comes down to that there. But strangely, near the end, they had three or four opportunities to kick balls over the bars from three to try to work it short, engineer a goal. Maybe the right thing to do would have been take the point and maybe short that there gap of 9 points in the end, which Killie Beggs have won by. I said Killie Beggs weren't that comfortable up into half time, but a second half, a storm in second half with the likes of Hugh McFadden, Owen Van Galler propelling that there. They've won comfortably in the end by 9 points. A scoreline, as you said, 3-10 in the very end, an 8-point deficit, and pretty impressive stuff in the second half.